Crystal, I don't know about you, but I've certainly seen a lot of people asking on Facebook, are these cane toads or are they frogs?
Oh my gosh, so many people about their tadpoles because there's so much water everywhere at the moment from all the rain, right?
Yes, people's backyards are full of all kinds of things that are growing. Now, Ranger Dan from Hands on Wildlife, he's our local expert with all this sort of stuff.
Yep.
Ranger Dan, can you tell us what to look for? What's the difference?
Yeah, well, it is a little bit difficult for most people. But one of the big problems is we've got quite a few frogs and toad species. Well, we've got one toad species, but quite a few frog species that have similar sized tadpoles.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. So it comes down to egg structure and colour in the tadpole. So when they're eggs, if you've got long strands, it looks like jelly string,
right,
and with black dots along it, those are toad eggs. So nothing else in the Townsville area lays eggs in strings. Everything else basically lays them in clumps.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you actually pick it up. You can put your hand in the water and pick up toad eggs, and it's like jelly spaghetti.
Yeah,
ew.
I probably wouldn't.
No, it's great.
Honestly, Dan, like, do you reckon a lot of these probably are cane toads? Because there seems to be a lot of tadpoles, and we seem to have a lot of cane toads.
I'm out of blue water. We've got a lot of water line around out here.
Yeah.
Not a lot of toads.
Right.
Going off at the moment. So they were going off earlier when we had a little bit of rain just before Christmas. And I was out at my parents' place up at Kelso the other day, and they had green tree frog tadpoles, which are massive. They're huge. Their body is about the size of a grape.
Oh, wow.
Whereas, a toad tadpole's body won't get much bigger than a pea.
Are they all black?
Yes, they are.
Okay.
Yeah, that's one of the things. So egg structure is different. The tadpoles are all black, but from what I've seen out here, there's a lot of frogs that are calling and breeding, but I haven't seen too many toads going off. So
that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's a bit of good news.
It's really hard. I think one of the easiest things for people to do if they want to do anything is if they're unsure about the tadpoles or even the little froglets that are on the edge of the ponds.
Mm-hmm.
Just leave them. But if they want to do anything, it's much easier to identify and control adult toads. So that's what people should be targeting. If they want to do anything, collect your adult toads, put them in the fridge overnight, whack them in the freezer the day before bin day, and
ew, no. That,
why? You could use it as like a little ice pack.
They freak me out, eh? Toads freak me out.
Yeah. But one female toad can pump out hundreds of thousands of eggs. So,
really?
They're massive. So that's where they sort of have the advantage over frogs is that that one female toad is just like an egg factory. So yeah, it's pretty disappointing when you do rock up to a pond and it's full of toad tadpoles.
Yeah.
Another thing they do is they school.
Oh.
So a lot of our native tadpoles tend to just do their own little thing.
Mm-hmm.
Poking around the ponds and stuff, but the cane toad tadpoles tend to really school up, and this huge mass of tadpoles kind of moves as a cloud.
Gross, like a big gang.
Yep.
Okay, well now we know, they've got all these tips. Ranger Dan, thank you very much from Hands on Wildlife. He's an expert on all the animals, obviously. Thanks, mate.
No worries at all.